my utmost for his highest. February the 19th. The initiative against drudgery. Arise, shine. Isaiah 60, verse 1. We have to take the first step, as though there were no God. It is no use to wait for God to help us. He will not. But immediately we arise, we find he is there. Whenever God inspires, the initiative is a moral one. We must do the thing and not lie like a log. If we will arise and shine, drudgery becomes divinely transfigured. Drudgery is one of the finest touchstones of character there is. Drudgery is work that is far removed from anything to do with the ideal, the utterly mean, grubby things. And when we come in contact with them, we know instantly whether or not we are spiritually real. Read John 13. We see there the incarnate God doing the most desperate piece of drudgery, washing fishermen's feet. And he says, "If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet." It requires inspiration of God to go through drudgery with the light of God upon it. Some people do a certain thing, and the way in which they do it hallows the thing for ever afterwards. It may be the most commonplace thing, but after we have seen them do it, it becomes different. When the Lord does a thing through us, he always transfigures it. Our Lord took on himself our human flesh and transfigured it, and it has become for every saint the temple of the Holy Ghost.